بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, it seems we are actually now probably one more day of Ramadan left. Allah Alam. I know it's completely illogical to say that some month goes faster than the other, because it doesn't. The earth doesn't spin faster or slower in Ramadan. But it seems like that. And usually we say Ramadan goes fast. This one seems to have gone faster than anything else. Because quite literally we were, it seems almost like yesterday we were saying Ramadan is coming, and now we've got one more day left. And same thing with Etikaf. We came into Etikaf and we said 10 days of Etikaf is gone. 9 days gone. I mean, one more day left. Alhamdulillah, that is the nature of our life. And one day, life also will end. And no matter how many years we lived, it will seem like that, as if it was a very short time. So therefore, once Ramadan ends, the sensible thing to do is to monitor what we do thereafter. As we have said many times before, Ramadan doesn't come for itself. Ramadan is a tool. Just like Salah is a tool. Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha Wal Munkar. Salah is to take us away from all disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, all Fahushat and Munkarat. Similarly, Ramadan Kareem comes to inculcate Taqwa. La'allakum Tattaqoon. So therefore, it's a good idea to spend the time that we have left, especially the Mutakifin, to reflect on how my taqwa has developed. And going forward, what is going to happen to it? Because especially for the Mutakifin, and also for everybody else, in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us a level playing field. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weighed it in our favor. So it was not level, it was, we were hugely, we had a big handicap. The shayateen were chained, doors of Jannah were open, we were listening to Quran every night, and so on and so forth, and we were fasting. So everything was weighted in our favor. But now, on the day of Eid, the playing field then becomes level again. So what are we going to do then? So our conduct after Ramadan will determine whether this Ramadan went well or not. Rasulullah said that there will be people who come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, the size of the mountains of Tihama. But these are people who in their private moments used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they thought they were alone. For our times, this refers to when you are watching and looking at the internet on your devices, when you think nobody is looking. But how can nobody be looking when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'ul Basir? So when these people commit sins by themselves in their private moments, imagining that no one is looking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when these people come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will come with their good deeds, meaning what they used to do in the public space. So what did the world know them for? Oh, so-and-so is a great reciter of Quran, so-and-so is Hafiz Quran, so-and-so is a mufti, so-and-so is a philanthropist and he has spent all these millions and so on and so forth, and so and so has made so many hajj and so many umrah. But in their private moments, they used to disobey Allah. So watching haram, listening to haram, so on and so forth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, the size of the mountains of Tihama, but Allah will cause those mountains of good deeds to become like scattered dust, because of what they used to do in their private moments. Nobody will know until then. We ask Allah to save us from that. So that's one of the first things to do is, to make this niyat now to say that whatever I may have been doing, I am not going to be doing from now onwards, because I don't want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state. The second thing is, alhamdulillah, because of Ramadan al-Kareem, we were praying tahajjud every day. So make that niyat to say that inshallah from now until the last day of my life, I will not leave tahajjud. Right? So make the niyat. You did it. I mean, the whole point of Ramadan is that it proves to you what you can do. So if you are praying tahajjud every day for all these days, then what's the excuse to sleep through that time once Ramadan finishes? And that shows a complete lack of iman, because if you are doing this because you thought it was good for you and alhamdulillah, and you are still living, so how come you leave something which you knew was good for you? Third thing is that we were all praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid. I'm saying specially Salatul Fajr, because that's, nobody can say I was working or something. You are at home at that time. So Salatul Fajr, we were all praying in the masjid. So after Ramadan, what must we do? Sleep through Fajr. Huh? Seriously, I'm asking you, because we have seen this. We have seen this in this masjid, and believe me, this is the state with every masjid in the world. A very sad and unfortunate. If masajid had a voice, then they would cry and they would weep and they would complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid. Because they will be empty. You'll have the same 4 and 5 people who come on a daily basis. The rest of them will vanish like smoke. So make that niyat and say that inshallah I will pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid. I'm not saying in this masjid, any masjid. But make this niyat, I will not leave Salatul Fajr until my last day on this earth. I will pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, inshaAllah. Whichever masjid, wherever you live, make sure that you pray tahajjud, and then you read some Quran, and then you go to the masjid, pray Salatul Fajr. Let your day begin like this. Imagine what kind of Mubarak day that will be, where it begins with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First in private, then with jama'ah. And in between that, you are reading some Quran, inshallah. Right? So make this absolutely the niyat of this. And then make the niyat, and for each of us, we know what we do in our life. We know what we should be doing. We know what we are doing, which we should not be doing. Thanks to Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we have understood this lesson that we will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is painful, even if it is inconvenient. Nobody can say that fasting in 45 degree temperature was convenient. It was not convenient, but we did it. Alhamdulillah. Right? So therefore, this proves to us that we can do it. There's no argument about it. You did this, I did this, we know this. Alhamdulillah. And Allah will help us, and Allah helped us. Right? The month went fast, or it felt like it went fast. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us rain, so the temperature also dropped. So make this niyat to say that I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going forward from here, and I don't care who says what, I don't care who gets angry, who doesn't get angry. Only the shaitan will get angry and the agents of shaitan will get angry if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple logic, right? If you are obeying Allah and somebody is getting angry, who is that person? That person is shaitan, or he's the agent of shaitan, or he's some ignorant fool whose opinion doesn't matter. What do you care? Let him get angry. How does it matter? So you are going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this clear. I am going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas. If somebody is angry, welcome. Most welcome. You know, be angry. Anyone who is wise, anyone who is pious, anyone who has iman will be happy. They will not be angry. So whatever is the disobedience of Allah in our lives, wherever I am not following the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, make this niyat to say, I am going to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, and I am going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anybody's anger, no anger makes no difference to me, I am going to do this. Make this niyat, and this one will be different for each of us. For some people, we follow some sunnah, we leave the other one, whatever you are leaving, start following that. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some cases, in some other cases we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And create an environment around us which is an environment of goodness within our homes, within our localities, within our neighborhoods, mohallas and so on, where we should do some good thing to each other every day. Make this a niyat to say, every day I will give some charity. Even if it is 1 rupee, give 1 rupee. But give some charity every day. Do something good every day. Make this into a niyat, inshallah. And then, you know, till the end of our life. So, Ramadan, next Ramadan again, alhamdulillah, we would have done this. So, this is very important. And that's why I thought, let me remind myself and you. Let not this Ramadan get wasted. Let not the Ramadan be some event, you know, like we go to some majlis and we go home after that. No. Ramadan comes to change our lives. And therefore, that change in our lives must be visible in our lives. And remember that all that change is for whose benefit? My benefit. So, all for our own personal benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was Samad, Allah does not benefit, Allah does not lose. What we do is for ourselves. So if we develop these good habits, then we are the ones who benefit. Right? So inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this, to give us the courage and the fortitude and the backbone to stand up for what is right and to do it without fearing anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.